With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President-elect Trump elevates his campaign manager to a top spot in the incoming administration. And for the first time in U.S. history, a woman will hold the job of White House Chief of Staff.
In the first major personnel announcement of the transition, the president-elect selected Susie Wiles to serve as Chief of Staff. Trump said in a statement that Wiles is tough, smart, innovative, and is universally admired and respected. He praised her for guiding a victorious campaign and said she will make our country proud.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. California Governor Gavin Newsom has placed Ventura County under a state of emergency as a so-called mountain fire continues to rage. Driven by gusty winds, the fire has blackened 32 square miles. It's about 5% contained. Ventura County Sheriff Jim Fryhoff says thousands have had to evacuate.
We received many questions about repopulation. We will repopulate as soon as possible. We have not begun that process yet. This is still a very active fire and very unpredictable. And we have a lot of resources out there working this fire. And we want to make sure they are safe as well as they're moving between the city on our main roads.
Almost 200 homes damaged or destroyed in a couple of days. Also at SRNnews.com, anti-Semitic violence erupts in Amsterdam, sending at least five people to the hospital, resulting in more than 60 arrests. Reaction from Israel, the BBC's Joe Inwood in Jerusalem.
Videos on social media show people being beaten unconscious. One appears to show a man in a canal being told to say, "Free Palestine." The scenes were condemned by Israel's prime minister, who called them premeditated and anti-Semitic. Benjamin Netanyahu also announced two planes would be sent for what he called a rescue mission.
Stocks have turned higher this morning on Wall Street following the opening bell. The Dow is up 37 points, the Nasdaq ahead 22, and the S&P 11 points higher. This is SRN News. Florida is removing a lot of books from its school libraries.
Lawmakers in the state recently passed a measure requiring that schools no longer expose students to pornographic content or items that promote homosexuality. It turns out there's a lot of it out there. The Tallahassee Democrat reports more than 4,000 books have been removed from school libraries, most of which were pornographic or featured LGBT themes. Several other states are also cleaning up their public school libraries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A ballot question to enshrine abortion in the Nevada Constitution passed this week, but nothing will be changing immediately. Under Nevada law, voters must also approve the ballot question again in 2026 in order to amend the Constitution. Although a 1990 state law makes abortion available up to viability, abortion advocates want to go farther. Pro-life advocates will now campaign to defeat the amendment in 2026, which would derail the entire process. This is SRN News. No cell phones in school? Some adults say no way.
It's no surprise that students are pushing back on cell phone bans in classrooms, but school administrators in one South Florida county working to pull students' eyes away from their screens are facing some resistance from another group as well, their parents. Since the beginning of the 2024 school year, students in Broward County Public Schools have been banned from using their cell phones during the school day. A survey sent out by the country's sixth largest district earlier this fall found thousands of parents in the district say the ban is negatively affecting their kids' well-being. Keith Peters reporting.
Racist text messages, they invoke slavery, are raising a concern across the country this week. The messages are sent to black men and women and students, including some middle schoolers. They've prompted an investigation by the FBI and some other agencies. More details at SRNnews.com.